New Zealand
has had their Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, resign. I was like, oh, wow. What else is unexpected?
I'm entering now my sixth year in office.
My sixth year in office. We're going to go by this step by step for a moment, because what she does at the end is kind of like, what the actual? My sixth year in office. Mouth does not go tight-lipped. That does not stress. She is dancing around the podium. We do suspect at times that she sniffs things, druggish kind of things, but we don't know.
Each of these years, I have given my absolute all.
My absolute all. Then she goes tight-lipped. I was like, oh, okay. By the time she gets to the end of this, whereas she's in mourning, it's almost like monkey face because it is so tight and the way her jawline is and her mouth stretches over it.
I believe that leading a country is the most privileged job anyone could ever have, but also one of the more challenging. You cannot and should not do it unless you have a full tank, plus a bit in reserve for those unexpected challenges.
Full tank. No stress in the mouth. She looks around. No stress in the mouth when she sits there and says, when you need more for those unexpected challenges. No stress in the mouth then. We get the same stress of her dancing around, and she's giving a good eye contact to the audience, which happens to be reporters. So I did find that kind of odd. It's like, okay, full tank. It seems to be symbolizing something. And I don't mean energy levels. And it does not stress her. If I tell you I just don't have a full tank and I'm referencing energy levels, and this is something, as we find out later, as she goes through it, she's very upset about, that whole concept of the energy levels, that full tank, would come through the stress. Because the mouth is speaking it, therefore the mind is thinking about the stress behind it. So that you should see the stress because it's being reminded of, oh my gosh. But we don't see that. So that is why I lean to this being a symbolism of something.
This summer, I had hoped to find a way to prepare not just for another year, but another term, because that is what this year requires. I have not been able to do that.
All right, so I have not been able to do that. And you see her right arm kind of do a twist motion. There is more angst. Now we see some pause. Because this is where the mind is beginning to break down. I'm not going to be prime minister. Which makes me think someone told her no.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election.
The mouth is starting to go very stressed. And as you obviously hear, and everybody knows, she's having her breakdown moment. That's the captain obvious. But as we go forward with that full tank on our mind.
And then my term as prime minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February. This has been the most fulfilling 5.5 years of my life, but it has also had its challenges. Amongst an agenda focused on housing, child poverty, and climate change, we encountered a major biosecurity incursion, a domestic terror event, a major natural disaster, a global pandemic, and an economic crisis. The decisions that have had to be made have been continual, and they have been weighty. But I'm not leaving because it was hard. Had that been the case, I probably would have departed 2 months into the job. I am leaving because with such a privileged role comes responsibility.
So I'm watching that, trying to see what is going on in her brain. Responsibility, blah, 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 blah. She goes to doing and she's dancing around it. And she literally takes her eyes away from her audience and looks over to the side for this, probably trying to stop from crying, which then makes me sit there and think there was a no in there. This is not of her. This is of someone or some entity. No.
The responsibility to know when you are the right person to lead and also when you are not.
So that gave her great stress. When you're the right person to lead, we see less stress. And then when you are not, and a whole lot of stress in that mouth as she brings it up to look at everyone. I'm going to assume she disagrees with that verdict.
I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple.
So again, nothing in that tank to do it justice. She takes in a deep breath. A lot of stress on that word. You see it in the mouth as she sucks in wind. You see it in the body as it contorts to sucking in that wind and letting it out. Oh my gosh, I wonder if they shot their wad way too damn soon. Is this premature or what? Because she's finished. Finito. The peasants seem to be getting very upset.
If you like it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.